We begin today the study of Beracha Aharona, the Beracha that's made after one eats something, whether it's a Borei Nefeshot, whether it's a Ala Mechya, etc., Me'ein Shalosh, Berkat Hamazon. We discuss the minimum shi'ur that a person has to eat, the minimum amount that a person has to eat in order to qualify for a beracha harona. Now, we know already that for beracha rishona, there is no shi'ur. To make, for example, a she'akol ni'arad baro, even if a person has the smallest sip of water, or for that matter, the smallest bite, a morsel of food, that is a she'akol, so he has to make a beracha. The Hakamim did not give a shi'ur on beracha rishona. However, regarding beracha aharona, Maran writes in Resh Yud, halakha Aleph, ha'ochel pachot mekezayit, ben mipat, ben mishar ochlim. If a person eats less than a kezayit, literally the word kezayit means an olive's worth, size, a bread or other food, if he eats less than a kezayit, mevarech techila beracha reuya le'oto amin. So the beracha rishona he makes, respectively, whatever it is. Ulacharav eno mevarech kelal. But legabe beracha harona, you do not make a beracha at all. So we learn from Maran that the minimum shi'ur for beracha harona is kezayit. Now the next question is, what is the shi'ur of kezayit? So we go to Hilchot Pesach, and Maran in Siman Taf Pevav writes, Shi'ur kezayit, yesh omrim dehave kachatzi betza. Which means, Maran brings down an opinion that says the shi'ur of a kezayit is the size of half an egg. Now, that's only one opinion that Maran brings down. There's another opinion of the Rambam that holds that the shi'ur of a kezayit is a shlish betza, is the third, a third of the size of an egg, which is obviously less. That is a very important machloket, because we have to know exactly who we follow in order to make a beracha harona. It can make the difference if a person eats a third of an egg. Does he make beracha harona? Well, according to Harambam, yes indeed. However, according to the other shitot, the other rishonim, they say, no, you don't make a beracha harona till after a half of a betzah, which is a little more. So the Mishnah Berura in Tav Pevav writes like this. Le'inyan birkat hamazon, v'chen le'inyan beracha harona, ספק ברכות להקל, ולא יברך עד שידע שאכל כחצי ביצה. So the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says like this. There's two shitot, and we have a basic rule that says ספק ברכות להקל, that you shouldn't make a beracha if it's questionable. So therefore, he says, to play it safe, do not make a beracha harona until you eat a half a betzah's worth of food. Because if you're going to eat only a third of betzah's worth, well, according to Rambam, you make a beracha harona. But according to the other shitot, you don't. And therefore, you're putting yourself in a halachic quandary. And therefore, he says, the halakha would be, one must eat shi'ur kezayit, which we're going to interpret to mean hatsi betzah, and anything less than that, do not make a beracha harona. Now, he goes a step further and says, v'laketuhila nachon lizaher, שלא יכניס עצמו בספק ברכות ויוכל כחצי ביצה או פחות הרבה משליש ביצה. For that matter, you shouldn't put yourself in a halakhic quandary by eating less than a חצי ביצה and more than a third of a ביצה, because you're putting yourself in the ספק zone. Because if you're going to eat more than a third of a ביצה's worth, so according to the Rambam, you have to make a beracha harona, but according to the Rishonim, you don't. So therefore, do not eat between a third of a betzah shi'ur and a half a betzah, meaning if you're going to eat, either make sure you eat less than a third of a betzah, So therefore, you don't have to make a beracha or not going to anybody, or eat more than half a betza, so you'd have to make a beracha lekule alma. Now, of course, I know that these terminologies are still vague, and they will remain vague in today's halakha, because we need to establish a little more facts as we go on. But we just want to go step by step and establish the rules. So first we establish today that there is a din of kizayit. And that's the minimum amount that one has to eat before he makes a beracha harona. And then we established also that there's a machloket and what a kizayit is. And the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the minhag is not to make a beracha harona until it is at least one ingested half a betzah. And that's the opinion as well as all the Aharonim from Hacham Avadiah to Hacham Ben Sion Alav HaShalom to Rabbi Moshe Levi. And that is the practice. That legabe beracha harona, we noheg that the shoot is chatzi betzah. And we also learning that one should not eat between a shlish and a chatzi, not to put himself in sefik. The next question that we have to tackle, at least in today's halakha, is how do you measure these shi'urim? When you say half of betzah, now there's obviously two ways that this can be calculated. Number one, it can be a shi'ur in weight, which means you take a half an egg, you put it on the scale, and you see exactly how much it weighs. That's called mishkal. And then now you know, whenever you eat a food, you put it on the scale, and you weigh it, and you know if it weighs the same amount as a chatzi betzah, then you make a beracha harona. That is one way. Another way would be through what they call nefach. Nefach would mean volume. Now what is volume? Let's explain that terminology exactly. How do you weigh something according to volume? Well, that is using the theory of displacement, which means every object obviously takes up a certain space, a certain area. Now, if you were to take that food, per se, and let's say you would immerse it in a cup of water. So obviously, it takes up space. So the space of the food is going to displace a certain amount of water. And that would be shi'ud in volume, which means the shi'ud of the food that you're eating. You have to eat enough to how much food would displace a certain amount of water. That's a volume shi'ur. Now, we're not discussing today, again, how much you have to displace. We're just discussing that question. Is the shi'urim that we're talking a measure of weight, or is it a measure of volume? Maran in Ilchot Pesach, again, in Siman Taf Nun Vav, when he's talking about the shi'ur of challah, which means how much dough does a person have to need in order to be obligated in the mitzvah of challah, taking a little portion and giving it to the kohen. So Maran's language is en lashin isa gedola mishur challah shimem gimal betzim vechomesh betza benuni v'u'isaron. So the shi'ur of challah, he says, is 43 betzim and a fifth betzah. Now again, is Maran talking about the weight of 43 and a fifth bitzim? Or is he talking about the volume? So let's continue reading Maran. V'chen yisharer ota yimale kli mayim, v'yare ha-mayim mimenu lechli acher, v'har kach yiten mim gemel bitzim v'yazir bo ha-mayim, sh'ira mimenu v'ha-mayim sh'yutru yiten bechli acher, v'achli ha-mahazik otam hu amida lemaloto mikemach. So clearly Maran tells us that the way you do it is that you measure it according to the displacement of how much water 43 and a fifth mitzim of flour would displace in the water. And that's how you come to the shi'ur. Oh, so now we see according to Maran that the shi'urim, at least, like a bechalah, are said in volume. And the poskim, who's the poskim? Hacham Avadiah, as well as Hacham Ben Sion and Or LeZion, as well as the Birkat Hashem Rabbi Moshe Levi in Birkat Hashem Chelek Bet, Perek Aleph Halakha Vav, clearly writes that when it comes to Beracha Harona also, the Shi'urim were said in volume. Now that we got this fact over here, in the next daily halachot that we're going to say in the subsequent days, They're going to have to start to translate how much is the volume in our understanding, which means how much water does it have to displace in order to be considered a kezayit, and then to start trying to analyze different types of foods. Okay, now that I know all the theory, how do I put this into principle when I'm sitting down and having some crackers, or when I'm sitting down having some candies, or I'm having peanuts, or whatever it may be? How do I calculate exactly how to know what a kezayit is that'll displace a certain amount of water? So stay tuned. But at least for today, we established some of the ground rules of this halakha.